This is the Pizza and Hummus Podcast.
So why would you listen to the Pizza and Hummus Podcast?
Am I right, Barnaby?
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Merry Christmas.
And welcome back to the Pizza and Hummus Podcast.
Wow.
What? Guys, who would have thought that we'd have an episode and then a year and a half later, maybe probably more than a year and a half later, we would be in quarantine. But we're doing Christmas Cranks 4, baby.
We're doing it.
We are here. I'm your host, Vincent. And we also here, we got, you know him, you love him, we got Richie.
It's me, your boy.
It's your boy Richie, has a podcast called Hunting Rabbits now. Be sure to check it out. He posts one episode a year, kind of like Pizza and Hummus. And then we got, you always got to have the special guest, the Christmas Crank King. We got Jared, everybody. Jared's back.
Crankalicious.
He's got a podcast now, too, called Hey, I'm Walking Here, which he makes about 65 episodes a day. And it's a ton of episodes. And he's also, so keep on the lookout for that, folks. Just going to jump right in the intro. And then some of you guys might not know from me. You see me as a guy, oh, this guy's got everything together. Nope. I have triplets now. I have three kids. How'd that happen? Well, you're going to have to find out in my other podcast called Triplet Talk. We're just all advertising our separate podcasts. But we're here now for Pizza and Hummus. So let's start on this right now. It's Christmas Cranks number 4. Now, some people are probably wondering, hey, back in 2019 when life was simple, why didn't we do Cranks 4 back then? Because life wasn't simple at all.
No.
It was not at all. What was like the last episode? We were at my parents' house because we were selling my house. Because I don't even know if I revealed this to the Pizza and Hummus audience, but my wife and I found out that we were having triplets and our house was way too small. So we're like, we're going to sell our house. And then we moved to my parents' house, and then my parents had to sell their house. So then now I'm at my in-laws' house and we're still looking for stuff. And we've been in quarantine ever since. Luckily all the babies are alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode was about Pizza and Hummus Presents, our comedy show, which you could probably figure out, like, with everything going on in the world, maybe it's shut down. Maybe at a bowling alley in a small area with a bunch of people stuffed in. Maybe that show wasn't going to make it.
Second dirtiest type of place,
a
bowling alley.
Yeah.
Our comedy show was number one thing on Gretchen Whitmer's hit list. She was like, what, bowling alley? 70,000 people in 20 square feet. I don't think so. Going to shut this down.
I'm pretty sure COVID was like, they say it came from China. I think it came from not just a lab, but like a bowling alley in the lab in China.
A bowling alley / lab China.
I think we did a show there too, and we just brought it over with our comedy routine. You know what's weird, though, is the last show we did was in March, right before everything closed down. I think it was like 4 or 5 days before.
Yeah.
And I did a coronavirus joke because it was like, haha, it's a trendy news thing. That's not bad. That's not going to affect anyone, really. And it did.
No, I remember going to your house, your in-law's house in February, and we were talking about corona. And we were like, it's just Ebola. The media is going to make a big deal about it. It's just, we're going to have like one case and it's just, what is this? And then my wife, who is going to be a nurse, was just like, yeah, coronavirus. I don't think so. Let me hold all three of these babies and sneeze on them. That's how they get good immune systems.
It was a simpler time. Just throw them in the mud, sneeze on them. And now it's Christmas time, and we got a Christmas quarantine cranks.
Yeah.
So many Q's and K's.
Yeah.
Don't like it, but here we are. I got the sweatshirt.
I like the sweatshirt. I like it. Is that new this year?
No, I think it's from Cranks 3. I may have, may not. I don't know, but I found it in my stuff, and I'm like, I got to wear this.
Nice.
For the fans. Christmas is going to be a weird time this year. Everyone knows that. You know, you're going to, it's just going to be a different time.
Yeah.
And yet people still want, you know, gifts and presents. People are still shopping like crazy. There's still a bunch of deals and stuff that are online. Here's my thing. I don't know. Like, people remember back in the day, people would go crazy over Black Friday deals and they go to the stores and all that. I feel like if anything, COVID has showed us, like, yeah, you can just go online now. You don't even need to do that. And you can just rush online and log in and do whatever. And half the time now they're like, yeah, it's Black Friday on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. They're losing the whole Friday portion of it. It's just called, hey, buy our stuff. Just give us the money. We're going to say it's Black Friday, even though it's Wednesday, January 12th. It's fine.
Every time I saw a commercial for Amazon, like, it was like get your groceries in 2 hours. Like, it was like, I think it was 2 hours. And I was just like, why is anyone, it's like, this is a Seinfeld bit, but it's like, what is the B-rate bug killer doing? Like, you're going to go get a bug killer, you go by Raid, sponsorship pending. What is, like, what's the other one that isn't Raid? Do you know one?
Raid.
Raid is the ultimate one.
I mean, you go to every hardware store, they got like 30 different brands, but you're gonna pick Raid because
not gonna get the organic, like, oh, this one's safe for the environment and for your pets, because those don't kill things. That's the problem. We need stuff that can kill stuff that can murder.
No,
beehives.
Bug spray that just makes the bugs change their mind. It doesn't kill them.
they just start going to Whole Foods more. Like, guys, come on. We can make our own honey organically. I don't know.
Instead of, like, actually trying to kill the bees, you just try to, like, charge them an HOA fee for, like, a bunch of things they don't need. Like, you know, we'll change the honey on your beehive. It's like, why are you going to change the honey on our beehive? We're just trying to fly around and sting some stuff. Come on, man.
You have to lose your honey. We'll replace it.
Yeah.
We'll pay us $20 a month.
I'll tell you what. We'll sell you hive insurance. And they're like, you know, this is just a hassle. The neighborhood's changing. We're out. We're going to go bother somebody else now. No, but
the sidewalks for a third time.
Don't even get me started.
let me tell you bees out there, if you're thinking about going to a different hive, going, oh wow, yeah, the market's so great, we could sell our hive for real high prices and go buy another one. No, it's not. Okay, it's been over a year. I still can't find a house. I've been outbid twice. This market's ridiculous. They have such low interest rates, everyone's like, hey, this house, it's worth, I don't know, 100 grand. Let's throw 200 extra, plus we'll go 100%, no mortgage. Can we get the house? 16 people are going to do that, try to buy a house. It's insane. It's ridiculous.
Richie is lagging in real time.
Richie's lagging.
Richie, did you get any of that?
I can see everything.
Are you the Oracle in the Matrix?
Maybe Richie shouldn't get an Xbox for Christmas. That would be so bad. He wouldn't be able to get anything done.
Richie, when you start your internet, does it go...
Just prints a document that says, try harder.
Yeah. Like,
love Netscape.
Are you still using Internet Explorer? Like, do you just click on every pop-up that comes on? Like, is your computer just ravaged with viruses? Why is your internet this slow?
Guys, I don't appreciate you guys making fun of me. I try to fix it. I ask Jeeves. He rarely has the answer.
Listen, I have at least 30 of the AOL discs that I use.
I very distinctly remember my dad calling someone and arguing about getting more of the free disc because our 90-day trial ran out.
I still don't even know how that worked. It's like you put the disc in and now you have internet. I'm confused.
Well, you would put the disc in and you'd basically download the internet, and it was like a free trial of software. And every time I used one, I had to make a new screen name, and everybody was like, why does your screen name change every 30 days? And I was like, I don't know, because they're harvesting my stuff to make Bitcoin. I don't understand it.
Also, I think it's funny that, like, not that I know how AOL works, like the AOL discs, but I think it's funny to say, like, the AOL discs, they don't even make sense. So you put them in and you just get internet. And then at the same time, how we currently get internet. It's like, so yeah. Wait, it's not just automatically giving you internet. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, that is easy to figure out. Easy, of course, you go like this. You turn your phone on, and phone goes, internet. Yeah. Of course.
No discs.
Discs.
No discs. So Richie wants basic broadband for Christmas. We know that.
I'm still waiting for it. It follows me every house I live in.
There's something uncomfortable about, like, when you actually do try to figure out, like, people are like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, what do you mean? What can I have? What are you going to ask? I'm a grown man. I'm almost 30. What am I going to get that I can't afford? You can't afford it. So don't give me that debt. So what do you – there's nothing you can ask for. So you're just like, I don't know, slippers. Now I understand why my parents every year, they get slippers. Because they're just like, what do you want? I don't know, a trip to Hawaii? Oh, I don't think I have enough for that. Okay, slippers then. Whatever. And my dad would leave. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't know. So everybody gets slippers. I don't understand. Do you guys have anything that you're just like, oh, yeah, I want this? Or are you guys like me scrambling, trying to figure out, okay, what can my wife get me without putting me in too much debt?
Yeah, I mean, a second stimulus and student loan forgiveness would be great. But, you know. We'll see where the negotiations take us. Other than that, you know, I could use a gift card to Ace, because when the summer comes, I'm going to need to buy some more Raid. That's basically where I'm at.
It's more.
It's almost like depressing when someone's like, what do you want? And you're like, okay, perfect. Because you innately go to, oh, what's going to fill the void? And then you realize it's nothing.
Nothing will fill it. Nothing.
Yeah. I wish I could go back to the days where I didn't recognize that the void was there, and I could just be like, you know, Dragon Ball Z action figures. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm good till next year when I get lacrosse sticks that I won't use. And then, you know, now that I'm an adult, I'm like, yeah, you can get me the latest Kurt Russell memoirs, but, you know, 6 hours, I'm still going to be thinking about my imminent death.
So being like a dad and stuff, and like right now my kids, they're one. So, you know, I don't really have to get them really anything in terms of like a gift that's like, oh, this is what they really want, because they're babies. They don't know. They're babies. But I am getting interesting is when they get older, my parents, every once in a while, they'd be like, my dad, like, oh, I'm going to get him this gift because this is something I would like. And if I figure if I get it to him, he'll like it. And then you have to kind of break the news to him like, Dad, I don't like trains. I'm not a train guy. I don't want trains. Do you guys have any stories like that where your dad was just like, yeah, or your mom was like, yeah, you totally would love this thing, right? Because it's something they liked when they were a kid. And you're like, no, not at all.
So as you guys know, some of our viewers might not know, my parents are divorced. And one time when they were going back and forth on getting divorced, they were actively in a divorce cycle. They were going in courts, all this stuff, and Christmas just happened to be while all this stuff was happening. So my dad thought it would be cool to go to a flea market and get a bunch of collectible Native American painted like scenery, like, you know, it'd be like the stars and all this stuff on knives, like 2-inch knives. And he gave me a knife. He gave my mom a knife, who, spoiler alert, wasn't very happy with him. And Austin was 2 years old and he got a collectible knife for Christmas. And that's Bobby on the knives for you.
Bobby on the knives. Now, you should also say, too, that you are 25% Native American.
Yeah.
You just didn't have just some like random Native American fetish. It was like, knives, yeah.
Yeah, my dad's 50%. And I thought it was cool at first, and then my mom, I think, opened it and said something more explicit, but basically, what the hell is this? And then I was like, oh, this isn't a good gift. And then Austin, you know, he's just doing knife tricks at 2 years old. And my mom's like, give me that. And then she gave it to me. She's like, you get two knives. And so Austin at 2 years old got his first knife. And yeah, Christmas was just ruined.
He got his first AK when he was three. You know, it's a building process. You know, you can't give it to them when they're too young.
I might be 25% Native American, but I 0% like that gift. Sorry, Dad.
I like to imagine after your dad got that gift, revealed that gift, and he got scolded, that after that, when he's like opening the rest of the gifts, he like keeps finding new reasons to use the knife. He like keeps using the Native American knife to like, he's like, see, bet you're glad your infant has knives, huh? Open that Amazon package with no problem. Amazon wasn't around back then.
I'm getting served divorce papers?
Not anymore. papers.
Yeah, but yeah, knives were not a big hit in the Weber household in 2002. Nobody was a fan. But see, I actually thought it was kind of cool until I realized, hey, this is just a bad gift. But the problem is like all of the knives, like I had kept mine for a couple years because it was a Christmas gift. I had it in my sock drawer. And then one day I'm like, you know, doing my awesome switchblade tricks. It just fell apart. Like it wasn't like put together well at all. Like you think like a Native American heirloom. Okay, somebody put the time. They really crafted this. They were smoking the peace pipe. You know, they really put their time. No, this just came from China. And they were just like, yeah, put some wolves in the moon on it and give it to a two-year-old. Like, we don't give a shit. Yeah. And then, you know, the worst part was when it broke, all of the dead Indians came out of it and haunted our house for the rest of us. And it was just a big ordeal.
See, you can't bury it under the house. That's the one thing they taught me in Poltergeist. You can't do that. You got to be more respectful than that.
I have to imagine it was like Dollar Tree, parentheses, Native American fetishes, and that's where my dad found the knives. I like, who wants that? Like, who wants a knife? Like, if you're gonna be in a fight, right, you're not gonna be like, wait, I'm gonna get my knife to stab you, but first Banksy did this. Like, we really made this one cool.
Now I got a question. Did these knives come in a little wooden box by any chance?
I'm assuming that when it came in something like that, I think
it not was like in a plastic garbage bag.
No, I think they're just covered in blood. Just, I've got these awesome used knives.
Just says evidence on the bag.
I got a great deal on them. The guy was practically giving it away.
I really hope that the guy who like made these knives is subscribed to Pizza and Hummus, and he listens. He's like, oh my God, it's been so long since they hit an episode. I'm so excited. And then he listens to this thing about how we just shit on his knives for 10 minutes.
Also, I like the idea that Vince and Jerry, you both got the same knife gift, because that would imply that Jared's dad bought a box set, a single gift, and then he split up that gift among his family. it's like you got a pack of like 24 Pokemon cards, and then you gave out individual.
Yeah, I got the psychic energy out of, you know, there was a Bulbasaur, there was a cool Kadabra, and I got the psychic energy.
Your mom definitely got normal. She's like, what am I gonna do with normal? Yeah. Maybe in the beginning of the game, sure. But what am I going to do with this after, like, the second badge?
You think I'm going to keep Raticate in this deck?
We both said Raticate.
Raticate's, like, the only normal Pokemon that you would think, like, could actually do something. And then you have one, and you're like, wow, this Pokemon sucks.
Anyone else's Raticate, they're just like, Hyper Fang, boom, kills your Mew. And you're like, oh, my gosh, kills your Mewtwo. And then you get Hyper Fang, and it's like, it's not effective. I'm like, what are you gonna do with this? Might as well do with this. Dude, Pokemon definitely took over a couple Christmases.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty easy to say. And then, you know, once I turned 25, I was like, okay, maybe one more year of Pokemon and we can just one. just one.
Nintendo and Xbox, or Nintendo and Microsoft, definitely sponsored several Christmases. And by sponsored, we sponsored them. Nintendo and Microsoft are kind of like our Make-A-Wish kids. Like, we just keep giving them money, hoping that they'll be better. And they kind of disappoint us every year a little bit more.
I'm
thinking about that. Like, they can't, like, not really serious, but like, clearly video games aren't going out of style, but like, they keep making, to sound cliche, Nintendo just keeps doing the same thing.
Yeah.
we're going to make the remote edible this time. And it's Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
And then Xbox is like, all right, COD 6 and one for the homies. This one's a spooky game. And that's every and you'd have to imagine, are they going to keep doing that? Or are they going to eventually be like, hey, let's try this Christmas.
Yeah.
Nintendo, I think Microsoft will be forced to change because Sony's doing like new things, but Nintendo's never going to change because they keep making the way every Nintendo console starts is it makes no money and then it just sells a billion copies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people are like, wait a second, Mario 64, 64, 64, 69, 7 to the squared? I got to have it. And then they buy the whole shebang.
Right. But, in this Mario, they gave him debt. like they gave him a beaver hat in the last one, and it didn't really change anything except his outfit. But this year, he has a mortgage.
This year, he's got debt. He's got to fix stuff. But even though he's a plumber, he really doesn't do that all the time. That's just kind of what he tells people that he does for tax evasion.
This year, Mario's going through a divorce, and he just bought a variety pack of wolf knives for him and Peach to try and rekindle things.
Toad thought it was cool, but, you know, he's way too young. He's
and Luigi was like, really, man? The knives with the wolves on them?
That's your play? That's what you're going to do? Now I know why she's leaving you. I get it.
Luigi's like super successful, works on Wall Street, just slinging mushrooms all day.
But you know, it's just crazy though, because, and it could be an age thing, a maturity thing, cliches, whatever, you fill in the blanks. But I just remember vividly, like Christmas, like, okay, it's Christmas, let's do this. And I'd have a list and I would literally make a chart on like MS Paint or whatever. And I'd have the game name, what system it's for, all that stuff. So that way there's no way my parents could like mess it up. They could just take it to the guy in the video game section of the toy store and go, we need these, please. And they would go, yep, no problem. And now even as an adult, I was like, if someone was like, hey, Vince, what's a new game that you want to get or whatever? I'm still sitting here going, I don't know. Because they just all seem like, it seems like we're just going in this crazy loop. It's like, oh, we got another Mario game. Now, Nintendo makes fantastic Mario games, but it's still a Mario game. No matter how perfected it is, it's still a Mario game. Mm-hmm. They make all new Call of Duties out. No matter what they keep doing, it's just a new Call of Duty. It's just Call of Duty. Same with Halo. Same with Gears of War. Like, they can be a little bit better or better than the originals, but it's still the same game. I don't know if I talked about this on a podcast before, but there was some post I saw on Reddit where this guy, he was like being like, you know, man, times never change, you know? And it showed an Xbox 360 with a Gears of War and a Call of Duty and Halo. And then it showed an Xbox One with a Call of Duty, Gears of War, and a Halo. And he was saying it like, you know, I still got it. You know, it's still, you know, right. Some things never change, like in a good way. And all the comments were like, this is so depressing. This is so sad. Because these pictures were taken like 10 years apart. He's like, these are 10 years apart, and literally there's no innovation. Nothing has been innovated. Nothing's changed. And I don't know. And does it come to a point where maybe because it's a kid's game, it's for kids, it's not supposed to change, you know? Like G.I. Joe can only do so much. But at the same time, you shouldn't be 30 years old playing with G.I. Joes, you know? Maybe you can collect them. I don't know. You do what you got to do. But it's still a G.I. Joe at the end of the day, no matter how many accessories and things they give it to them.
They're going
to
do what sells, right? And it's just kind of funny to me because Black Ops Cold War came out, I think, like a month ago or maybe 3 weeks or a month ago or something like that. And everyone's already, like, over it, which is just hilarious to me because I knew that was going to happen. Because I got burned on buying the last Call of Duty because it just was just – it literally was breaking people's Xboxes. And I was like, how do you make a video game that actually breaks the machine?
It just blows up.
And so it's just funny to me how they recycle these garbage. But, I mean, occasionally you do get the good games that really stick out. The problem is there's a lot of really good indie games that just don't make any money. Like, when Titanfall 2 came out, it was relatively an indie game, and it made, like, no money, so they never made Titanfall 3. But that game was freaking phenomenal. Like, it was just one of the best story games out there. And that multiplayer was great, too. And it was super innovative. But we'll probably never get Titanfall 3, unfortunately. But Nintendo...
About, Earth Defense Force.
Yeah, Earth Defense Force.
2017, 2047, 2009.
So, yeah, Richard, you should totally get a new system. I think we're really, really
solid. You should buy Call of Duty.
I've been thinking about where I'm just like, hey, that's a good point. Is it because it's for that demographic? Obviously, it's a money grab. But what would it look like if it was – what would it look like if it was what we wanted or what we would enjoy? Uh-huh. Like, would it just be – an? Because obviously we're gonna want to shoot things virtually.
Yeah.
I would imagine the genre would stay somewhat similar, right?
I would imagine I think so. There is a game where you could kill somebody with a wolf knife, I'd be interested.
Yeah. But here's the problem, though. You buy that game, you see the knife break, and then all of a sudden your screen would go staticky, and then your whole system would break.
Well, you got to stay through the cutscenes where your mom yells at your dad about getting a knife for Christmas.
It's like, really long.
I like how this episode is just gonna be Cranks 4 depression.
Just depression. We're in a quarantine. We're allowed to be as depressed as we want to.
We're gonna listen to this back and be like, we can't use any of this. Jared just made everybody sad. Like, it was funny and then progressively got more real to the whole thing, and he just started slowly drinking. I'm just gonna pull Jack Daniel's bottle out and just
let me get a little meter on you guys. How are you guys in terms of, like, the Christmas spirit? You guys feeling it? You guys getting pumped? Are you guys doing whatever?
So getting into the Christmas spirit, that's been literally coinciding with depression of being like, another Sunday, let's Christmas this place up. Like, ever since, like, November 1st of just, like, Sunday's coming. And, okay, let's light a Christmas candle. What do you got? You got lights? Where are the lights? Let's hang some lights. Okay, we got the candle lit. We got lights. All right, I'm going to put on some Frankie Blue Eyes Baby, and we're going to watch The Grinch. And then that's honestly been guiding every Sunday has just been – it's just exclusively Christmas.
So I kind of haven't even had time to, like, process that it's Christmas. Like, I feel like it was like, oh, we're going into lockdown. Boom, it's Christmas. And, like, I'm like, whoa, Santa's going to be here in 3 weeks, and I haven't even prepared a list. I just feel, like, so behind when it comes to Christmas that, like, when I put this hat on, I instantly was like, I have so many gifts I still need to buy. And so, I mean, it's kind of catching up to me now, which I guess it's only December 4th, but some people are like, wait, November 1st? Christmas. And for me, it doesn't like hit me until like after Thanksgiving. Maybe it's just a Native American in me, baby. My wolf knife. But like right now I feel it. I'm getting my jollies up. But yeah, it just kind of like hit me like this week that like Christmas is coming.
So I guess just to kind of emphasize the Christmas part. I mean, that's what we're doing here, right? We got Christmas Cranks 4. We're getting that hype. Are either of you guys doing any Christmas specials on your podcasts? For those of you who don't know, we got Richie does Hunting Rabbits now, so he does that podcast. Jared's been doing Hey, I'm Walking Here since the quarantine, and he's been super consistent with that. And from what I've heard from a little bird, he might be doing a little bit of brand changing to make it extra fun and exciting. Are you guys doing anything maybe Christmas decorated, or is you putting it all in the Cranks 4?
Is Richie going to release an episode ever again?
Oh, no.
Richie needs to do – you need to do a Yelp – listen, Richie, you got to do a Yelp episode on like a Bronner's
or Christmas tree like shops.
I got Bronner's listed as a Yelp episode for Christmas. Yes. I was going to do Jawsercise video for Yelp reviews or Amazon reviews of Jawsercise. Have you guys seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, I don't. Ange used to have one.
Really? What's a Jawsercise?
Yeah, that's like it's like the little band, right?
No, so it's like the current version of a Shake Weight, and I keep getting Facebook ads for it.
Oh no, she didn't have that.
It's the thing that you chew.
And you chew it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I made a video about it. I didn't post it, or I posted it real quick, and I was like, and I deleted it, and then I had the idea. Okay, it'll be real easy to do one for Amazon reviews. But I think I might do a, in spirit of the most recent video I did, of doing a parody news bit of the hottest new toy being Jawsercise, and just making it where I talk about it as if it's the hot new toy for the holiday season. And so that might be what I end up doing. I started writing some stuff for it. It's just being tough to make it like, clearly parody, but without seeming like you're trying to be like, well, random, that was funny. So that's been a tough mix. So we'll see.
As for Christmas specials for Hey, I'm Walking Here, no, because we took Thanksgiving off, and I'm going to take Christmas and New Year's Day off, because I just, I'm just not doing Christmas or like holiday specials this year, / I was just super busy, and I was like, I got an excuse to skip this, but those will be the three we've skipped since starting in March.
That's impressive. It's impressive. You did one every week. You'd have a new guest.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. And it was number two on my Spotify Unwrapped, which, okay, let's talk about that, 'cause that's somewhat Christmas related. The Spotify Unwrapped.
Yeah.
So many memes, so many things like, yeah, no one cares what you listen to on Spotify. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. I don't know what you want.
I like it.
I kind of like it. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
I saw some ramblings last year about nobody gives a shit about your Spotify Wrapped, and then this year everybody's like, why are they doing this again? It's kind of like the YouTube Rewind. Do you remember when people looked forward to that? I remember watching the YouTube Rewinds, and I was like, this is awesome. All of my favorite creators. Sean Dawson isn't a pedophile yet. Like, everything's great. Shane Dawson, whatever, you know. I'm almost 30. I can be stupid. And so
I get cast and Sean Dawson popped on the television. The boom boom.
Sean Dawson, the makeup guy. You know what I'm talking about. And him and Jeffrey Constellation, they're the famous duo.
I was watching Balloon Business, and
yeah, no, that was a tragedy how Balloon Shop never made it onto a YouTube Rewind. Can we talk about that? Balloon Shop, now, if there's one way we can make 2020 salvageable, Balloon Shop makes a great one-hour comedy special just of all their famous characters.
You're just volunteering them. They're like, we're busy.
Yeah, Olin Rogers, like, you know I'm famous now, right? Conan, he executive produced my show. Why would I do this for you, Jared? I don't know you.
I make cartoons now. Yeah. That was before. This is the new me.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Spotify Wrapped, I enjoy it. I mean, it gives me a good reason to shit on people's music tastes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mason Ramsey will forever be linked to Vince. Because he appeared on a Spotify Wrapped.
Listen, if you ever want to have some jambalaya on the bayou, boy, howdy. It's so funny, though, because, like, now I dig my heels in. Now I'm like, yeah, Mason Ramsey's the greatest guy in the world. It was just, I played an album, and this is my favorite part about the Spotify Unwrapped, is because it's data that it's truth that you don't really want to see. Because I had it, like, just – I had the album just on repeat, and I was just playing, and I put my phone down, and I'm, like, playing with the dog, or I'm walking around doing whatever. And that just bumped it up, like, oh, this guy is addicted to Mason Ramsey. That's all he can do. And now, with my kids, it's just all, like I was putting on John Mayer to calm them down, and some classic, like, Jack Johnson, making banana pancakes, you know. But, like, come next year, it's going to be all, like, Little Baby Bum – the wheels on the bus go round and round. I'm like, yep, this is you, right? This is you. You're a loser. And I'm like, oh, okay. The one song that I actually listened to, nope, that doesn't make it. Baby Bump. That's what's going to be on there because statistics and analytics. You just can't handle the truth.
I imagine if it goes from Mason Ramsey down to more baby stuff, you might be getting a knock on the door from the FBI. Like, sir, we saw your Spotify Wrapped. Okay, we know.
I'll say, hey, you guys not recognize me from Triplet Talk? Exactly. So kind of random, but kind of relate to this just to get back to the to some funny stuff. So apparently photographers right now, there's a lot of photographers. Obviously, they make a lot of money taking pictures of families and kids and stuff like that, or the people that take pictures of Santa at the mall. Well, some of these photographers that I found out, what they're doing is they're just taking like a stock image of Santa holding on to a picture, and then they just Photoshop your picture. Like, you send them the picture. They don't even take it, and they're charging like $100 a pop. And I'm like, I'm in the wrong business. This is what we need to do. You just Photoshop. And I'm like, what's more depressing than just like a stock image of Santa going, yeah, the kids aren't even here. I'm just holding a picture. It's a picture in a picture. It's kind of an Inception Santa of these kids. $100.
That sounds like the kid is missing. Like, if Santa's just holding the picture, he's just like, have you seen this child?
For 2 cents a day.
Santa's drinking a milk carton with the missing photo of the child on it. And
just like winking at the camera.
Yeah, there's just like a bag of like Santa's bag of toys, but you can very clearly see limbs trying to escape from it, and he's drinking. That's dark. That's the worst timeline, Santa.
You think elves exist that are doing this work? I think not. Dun, 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 dun. Then he went out and got some wolf knives for Mrs. Claus, and she was not happy about that at all.
So, Vince, are you excited for your family Christmas photos?
Well, I usually take them, so no. So I usually set them up, and I do the whole thing. And before I was like, man, it's so difficult because we have a dog. Dogs are just so difficult because they don't listen, and they don't look at the camera. They don't have the intelligence to know that there's like, oh, I gotta look at the camera when there's nobody there. So I usually have to get someone to just like stand over there and like hold treats or something, but not have the dog run to it. So it's like, man, that's my biggest problem. But now I have 3 screaming children, and so we're just gonna have to figure it out as we go. Luckily, the trick is, and I don't even know if I'm going to use this. This is a little secret. You take a bunch of photos, and then you just Photoshop whatever face they smile, and you just put it all in one photo. Wow. There's no way you're going to get all 3 to smile. You just Photoshop whatever one looks the best. Okay, we're going to put it on this face. All right, and then boom, you Photoshop 2 faces for one smile.
You ever get scared that your kids are going to grow up and get real into philosophy, and they look back at that photo, and they hear this explanation, and they go, Dad, did this moment ever actually happen? What is this moment? If this is the compilation of 6 moments, have I ever smiled? And then he kind of disappears like in Back to the Future.
It only took 53 minutes to get Richie to bring up an Alan Watts type.
Alan Watts never talked about Photoshop. I don't think. If he did, he probably did actually.
He'd probably say something on the lines of like, Photoshop, does it really matter? Is it? I don't know. No, I would say, hey, I would do the typical. I want to make that into a gift. Just share it going nuts. I would just say, hey, it's your face. And then I would go back to drinking a beer and being a bum dad or something. Ask your mother. I don't know. Not getting into that. You want to talk Socrates? Okay.
Yeah, Socrates, he can't fix no faucet, okay? Yeah, what happened to that guy?
Hey, how about you call up Plato on your smartphone and you tell him to fix these pipes?
Yeah, last time I went to Plato's, they took my clothes for 75 cents and tried to sell them back to me for $13, okay? I think Plato's a sack of shit. I like how everything's, Everything's just a Chris DiStefano impersonation.
It's just his impression of his father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude. Do you guys ever drive by stores and things and go, that's not going to exist anymore. That's not coming back.
I was going to do a quick tweak on my, you can't insult businesses. I feel like the Yelp review franchise didn't age well because God forbid you make fun of a business. But I wanted to tweak my Yelp, my axe throwing bit and being like, one thing I'm happy that didn't survive the quarantine. I don't know if that's true though. But then I could just talk about axe throwing because how is that going to make it?
So
this not is, that I'm rooting for it.
Yeah, I agree. I think axe throwing is a sham.
Never. But you know what? I think it might survive too because I saw it's like a toy you can buy for your home of axe throwing instead of a dartboard. It's like, you know how darts never really worked for you as a kid? Axes.
I love how they've made throwing an axe into a board game. Like, you know, you just need a piece of wood, put it to your shed, and you just get your axe. You don't have an axe? Go buy one. You don't need to buy the Hasbro axe throwing edition. You just buy an axe.
Just buy a shitty house and an axe. Boom.
Yeah. It's that easy. Just buy an axe.
At your house.
Yeah. It pisses me off because, like, okay, Aldi is a chain, right? We can agree that Aldi's a chain. People refer to our local Aldi. And then people refer to our local Jets Pizza.
Stop it.
I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab all of you. I've got so many wolf knives that I'm going to kill you all with. It's not a local Jets Pizza. When I tell you, hey, come to Clawson for the hamburger, and you go, where are we going to go? And I go, oh, McDonald's, my local McDonald's.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. I can go to McDonald's in Taiwan. This is not a local business. Okay.
Reminds me of the Michael Scott when he's in New York. He's like, I go to the best pizza place
ever. Exactly. He goes to Sbarro's. That's it. That's 100% it when he points to Sbarro's. No, it pisses me off so bad when they're like, we got to support our local Jets Pizza. Jets Pizza ain't hurting during the pandemic. Okay.
They're thriving.
All right, Susie, stop posting about Jets Pizza. Everything's fine.
Have you guys been through a business, walked through a business during this time and you're like, oh no. We went to an antique shop and oh no. Like, you ever go through like garage sale season and like you're going to the garage sales and you go to that house and they have like 10 things and they're all like no one wants your trash. And you just kind of do the lap out of pity and you pick something up and just like pretend that you're like, I wonder what the underside of this looks like. And you're like, okay, thank you. And then you leave.
I just did that somewhat recently. So I went to this, we had to get our kids' shoes. Yeah. And the only the big shoes for kids apparently are Stride Rights. Yeah. They've been around since forever. They're a good kid shoe, whatever.
That's what Austin had to have.
Yeah. So Stride Rights, good walking shoe. Please sponsor us. And so we were like, oh, well, there's this like the store that apparently sells these Stride Rights. So we're like, oh, great. And it's a shoe store. Supposedly you walk in and there's like two shoes and it's just all like little trinkets and like little stuff. And the shoes are like just in the back and there's nothing around. And I'm like, what? I go, is this someone's garage? Like, what are we doing here for these shoes? And then I go over and I look at the shoes and they're more expensive than anything any shoes that I've ever bought for myself. And I'm like, listen, I love my kids, but I'm not going to do this three times over. So, but at the same time, the person's coming in like, hello, I hope I can eat today. And I'm like, oh, I better keep looking at some shoes then. So I keep looking at some shoes. And eventually I was like, I looked at my phone. It's like, oh, yeah, you can buy it directly from Stride Right, 50% off right now with free shipping. And it's half the price than what you're about to pay for right now, you dummy. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then I look at her and I'm like, hey, I guess you're not going to eat tonight. And then I walk out.
No, it's like when Richie and I went to Guitar Center for the equipment, and this guy tries to sell me on the Mega Deluxe Super stands for the stereos or the whatever, the equipment.
For pizza and hummus presents you're talking about.
This guy tries to sell me like $80 stands for the speakers. And I go up on Amazon and I find
literally right in front of him,
$23, and I go, will these do the trick? And I seen the life leave his body as he went, yep. And then we paid and we left, and I didn't buy $80 stands. You gotta compete, Margaret. Nobody wants your wool sweaters, okay? And the other thing too is, if you're gonna sell shoes, don't just sell cigarettes, trinkets, and pickle jars and two pairs of shoes. Be a shoe store. What is wrong with you?
You know, I never understand why that's like the thing with businesses. Like the second you started talking and describing when you went to buy the Stride Rights, is it's like a 3D movie. Is I knew this was going to happen. Is why is it when there's like four things in the store, they think that those four things are like, now they're everything's $80. Like no, you can be Claire's or icing and have 10 billion products in a hall closet and still give us affordable prices. You don't have to do this.
Yeah. Nobody needs cap guns next to the Stride Rides, okay? This isn't a Dollar General.
It reminds me of, it was Portlandia. They did a joke on that. And the store was called Two Girls, Two Shirts. So it's these two girl owners, and they just sell two shirts. And they're like, two girls, two shirts. We sell two shirts. And that was the whole business. And then eventually they're like, one of the girls like, I'm just saying, if we could just add a little bit more inventory. They're like, yeah, but then we would be called Two Girls, Two Shirts. I'm just saying, you know, like some people don't have the size. You know?
If you're trying to sell people wool sweaters, what am I going to do? Buy your wool sweater, go next door and go to Sean's corduroy pants exclusives. Like when nobody wears those. You can make other, if you have the talent to make wool sweaters, you can make other clothes. All right, I'm done. I'm off the wool sweaters.
When I was talking, I don't have a punchline here, so Vince, this will be quick. I was talking to my aunts, my mom's sisters, and one or all of them worked at a retail store when they were younger called Just Pants. And that's all I have for that. So there it is.
That's all you need.
Was it just pants, or could you buy, you know, cigarettes and trinkets there?
I didn't think to ask.
Can you at least buy belts for the pants? Some like pant accessories, a nice glitter gun.
But then we wouldn't be just pants.
Yeah. It's such a Rick and Morty type title store.
It's just called Just Pants.
Yeah.
It's just pants.
It's just pants. Now you want shorts? Can't come here. It's just pants.
Just pants.
It's just pants.
All I'm saying is I've never wanted a nice – just to have a nice Christmas with a nice wool sweater and a Native American knife ever in my life. And now I just sit by the fire with my wool sweater trying to put this pocket knife back together. It just sounds like a dream come true.
Just doing knife tricks.
Just doing knife tricks. I'm dreaming
back
of
to
a white
– back to the getting sweater. Of the Christmas season is – one Saturday morning, I was feeling it hard. And so I put on a pot of coffee. I put on the Fireplace show on Netflix.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
And then I added Christmas music ambiance in the background and then lights. And I was like, all right, this is what today is. And that was the day. That was a Saturday recently where I just put on the Fireplace television show sitcom.
I actually love that channel. There's something about it that just creates an ambiance. I was dumb though, because I would do that. I'd have that on the TV and then like next to the thing was the actual fireplace. And that could even be lit, but I'm just like, double fireplaces. Get it going. It's nice. With the ambiance of the music. Is there a, for pun intended, is there a Fire Spotify Christmas playlist that I should be checking out? Because I feel like if I just type in Christmas, it'll give me a bunch of stuff. But I want to know, like, do you guys know if there's any, like, Spotify Christmas playlists that are like, yes, this is it. This is, we're going to be rocking around the Christmas tree. No,
I've been shuffling it around a lot. I've been using, like, I was going to say this as a joke for quick side thing. When we were talking about the Spotify Wrapped, 2020 Wrapped, I don't have paid Spotify. I have the free version, so...
Of course you do. Of course you do.
So it's all shuffled, which essentially means my 2020 Wrapped is a sham anyway, because it's what shuffled more. And then anyway, but so I've been using YouTube Music paid, and that's actually been pretty cool. So I've just been browsing some playlists, nothing specific yet, but you know what? You know, Richie, Jared, take the floor. Judgey McHatt.
Richie, this is like when you had an Android until you were 25. You're never going to find true love unless you switch to Spotify.
I'm confident, Richie, if you don't have the biggest 401k by the time we're done, you have no Spotify. You got no internet, obviously. You got no video games. Aaron isn't walking – your girlfriend isn't walking around with jewels and a nice fur coat like she's a mob boss wife. You cheap bastard.
Cereal with water. Yeah. Just like, listen. The stock market was looking real good this morning. Let me tell you something.
I just imagine the only way Richie's able to connect to this Zoom call is Aaron's on the roof with two sticks. Just trying to
just
connect.
Just struck by lightning.
Yeah, she's just Benjamin Franklin with a kite trying to get Richie internet. Like, I hope this podcast ends soon. I don't know what to do. He's only getting 3 MS. That's milliseconds in latency, which is actually pretty good. Now that I think about it, but you get the joke.
It's pretty solid. But it's going to be interesting, though, this year. It is going to be interesting, man. Like, no matter what happens, no matter what goes, all I know is my kids are going to be screaming, and it's all it's going to be. It's going to be just getting on the bed and going, all right, this Christmas, maybe they'll like when they're two. Maybe when they're...
We're gonna do it. Oh, opened his present. Oh wait, nope, he's shitting his pants.
Here's the thing. It's not that my kids aren't bad. It's just that they're Saiyans. So when the moon comes out, they turn into giant scary apes that shoot laser beams at everybody, and you're just like, we gotta cut off the tail. And then once you do that, then they're calm and they're cute and they're fun and they join martial arts tournaments and they're great. I've been watching way too much Dragon Ball Super on my Amazon tablet. Just try it.
Please buy it.
Guys, I can't be the only one. They're going to make fun of me.
Offer code Triplet Talk.
I would love for Vince to be the official Amazon Fire tablet guy, where it's just like him on a white void, and he's just got like one tablet. And he's like, you can watch your favorite stuff and just try it. You can read books and music, and it connects to you. Just try it, guys. Just try it. It's just like a single shot of like a 5-minute just try it speech.
Slowly zooming in more and more to my face. Just guys, just come on.
You're just like profusely sweating throughout the entire thing. Just please, just I'm begging you, for the love of God, 6 easy payments, $29.99. Just try it. Like, it's so easy.
The best part of this is that, like, my past self would probably make fun of me. Like, you're not getting an Apple product. Like, when I used to, like, rip on Jared all the time for having a Zune, or Richie for having an Android, you know?
Okay, those Zunes were a masterpiece.
Now I'm just like, guys, I'm cheap. Buy this. It's cheaper. One thing this popped in my head again is, it's been, like, 9 months since Pizza and Hummus Presents.
That's insane.
The word.
That's crazy. Somebody could have got so aroused at Pizza Hummus Presents that they're like, let's go do the nasty. And now they'd be having their baby right now. They'd be having their baby right now. That's how long it's been.
We have to legally name that baby Pizza.
Or
Ampersand Hummus.
Then all of a sudden they find out they have twins, Pizza and Hummus. There you go. And guess what they're going to get for Christmas? Presents. Boom. Pizza and Hummus presents. So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the last podcast, all we did was hype up Pizza and Hummus Presents, and then we had a bunch of shows, and like, no more podcasts, and then we're just like, no more shows, no more podcasts. Like, that's it. I think it's funny how you guys like have like actual Christmas stuff, and I've got like just a blue sweater because it's a vague reference to an Elvis.
You know why? Because you didn't buy those wool sweaters that were local. That's your problem. We got ours locally.
Now Margaret's debt is on your hands. Uh-oh, here we go. Uh-oh, here we go.